Mysterious Earth. Did you realize we live on a very mysterious planet? We have ancient mysteries, paranormal mysteries, UAP mysteries and many others. One has to wonder why this is so. This has to make me wonder if there isn't something very special about the Earth. If we were to go to an alien planet, would we find a lot of strangeness there, or is that something special about where we are? We have all those ancient mysteries, like rocks which weighed thousands of tons, in some cases being moved without machinery. We have fleets of UAPs which appeared over the White House in the early 1950s and reports of ghosts in many places. It could turn out that our planet is special, just as some of the ancients thought about it. There is so much which just can't be explained. Could this be the reason why so many different UAPs are coming here? Because the planet and its people are special and might stand out among other races? I can't answer that question, but I can say strange things are happening all the time. For you fans of Skinwalker Ranch and beyond Skinwalker Ranch, it is becoming obvious some really incredible things have happened at Skinwalker Ranch, and until recently most of us thought this was restricted to that place. Now we find out the same weird stuff is happening on other ranches. This has been quite a surprise to me, and I bet to many others. It is hard to classify what is happening, and it is because we have never seen some of these events before. Even scientists are baffled. There are also strange stories about people, and some even had witnesses which reinforced them. One of the strange things is the number of people who just disappear, mostly without a trace, but sometimes are discovered again, but under impossible circumstances. I would like to mention the farmer who was walking across his field while his family were sitting on the porch and watching him, and suddenly he disappeared. A Romanian farmer went on a business trip, which he had done many times. This time he didn't return home, and after some time passed, his family believed he had died. 30 years later he was driven home. His family could not believe it. He was wearing the same clothes as when he left, and his train ticket was still in his pocket. He had no idea what happened to him, and no one thought to get the license plate number of the car. This was weird enough, but there was even a weirder disappearance. A farmer was again walking across a field and disappeared in front of everyone. Many years later, in the next century, a man appeared in the middle of city traffic and was run down. When the police checked the body, they found he was wearing old-fashioned clothes and the money he had was no longer used. It turned out his identity was found, and it was the same as the farmer who had disappeared those many years ago. People are not the only things that disappear. Objects are either being hidden or we don't know what happened to them. I am thinking of the dripper stones. These were ancient stones which seemed to have record grooves cut into them, but under extreme magnification had characters on them, not grooves. The stone were dated as 12,000 years old, and one person said they saw one in a Chinese museum, but when they went back, the stone was gone and no one knew anything about them. Why would the stones be hidden if they were just archaeological treasures? If they were not hidden, what happened to them? Some believe the stones never existed, but others swear they did. How could there be accurate dating of the stones, and could the tiny writing be much newer? How come so many people claim to see apparitions? There are certain places in this world which are known for ghosts, and plenty of people claim to have seen them. If someone wants to see a haunted site, one of the eeriest is an ancient castle. One of those castles is in Ireland. It is named Leap Castle and is said to be one of the most haunted in the world. Besides the ghosts, when workmen were there, they found a secret chamber below the bloody chapel where so many human skeletons were that they filled 3 cartloads as they were being brought away. Does death at a place make it liable for a haunting? There are also places on this planet which seem to have vortexes associated with them. One or more is suspected to be over the Bermuda Triangle, which in itself is hard to explain. Why is it a place can be associated with so many disappearances and deaths? Why is this place so different than those around it? There have been many theories about this. It has another name which describes what many people think about it. It is called the Devil's Triangle. The Earth has a moon, but scientists disagree on how it got there. Most believe it came from a collision and was part of the Earth. Others think it was captured into its orbit, and even a few think aliens brought it here by towing it. If Earth had no moon, things would be quite different. It is thought the moon keeps us on a steady tilt. The seasons might not exist without the pull of the moon, and we could have severe ice ages. The tides would decrease. The moon is moving away, but only about 1.5 inches a year. There are stories about lost civilizations which seem to have disappeared without a trace. I guess I have to mention Atlantis, even though I do not believe in it. I do have to say, however, some lost civilizations have been found, such as Carthage and Troy, to name a few. There were more, such as the Tartessos, but many more are expected to have existed. I think one of the great mysteries is, why is there so much life on this planet? Does it mean when we find alien planets and go to them, they will also be teeming with life? Why is all the life here carbon-based? Why have we not found life here which is based on something else? While silicon is close to carbon, its bonds are weaker, and there are creatures on Earth which have very short lifespans, such as mosquitoes and gnats that live for about a week. There is one mystery which is the greatest on Earth, and it is, where did life come from?